1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 20th of July, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the Sutherland's KVOE studio line by Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young. Don, good morning.
Hey, Don.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing today?
Oh, fabulous.
Good deal. How are things going at the Arts Center? We haven't talked to you in a while.
You haven't. Boy, it's been a whirlwind, hasn't it? We've got some exciting things happening. We've got art classes finishing up for the summer, and we had a big announcement last week about regarding the Kansas Community Tax Credit. So we've got a lot of projects in the work.
Absolutely. Well, let's delve into that tax credit announcement. Don, what does that entail?
Sure. Well, the Kansas Community Tax Credits is allowing us to create an EAC Innovation Lab. And this concept has been in the works for quite a few years. And, of course, this little thing, pandemic, happened last March, and it kind of forced our fundraising efforts to halt at that time and switch our focus. But all in that time, we realized, wow, we're really behind in our technology. And this is something that parents and students have really asked for EAC to provide. And, you know, of course, with declining public school investment in art and music and theater, it's really caused many art and culture opportunities for our children to be eliminated. So we were trying to find ways where we can incorporate technology but still focus on the arts. And so this new EAC Innovation Lab actually will have computers and iPads and 3D printers and smart boards. And I think it's going to kind of get us up to that 21st century technology. And so we're really excited to begin our fundraising efforts this fall for our Innovation Lab.
I guess how much money are you looking to generate here in order to make this fully happen here and to flesh this out?
Sure. So the whole amount has not been announced yet because there are some other different components that are linked to the Innovation Lab, such as facility updates. So we'll be announcing that information at a later time on exactly how much funds are going to be needed to fundraise.
So what are you expecting to get via tax credits? So what kind of help are you receiving there?
Sure. So with how the tax credits work is it's a great fundraising tool for nonprofits. So, for example, if someone's donating $10,000, they will actually receive $5,000 back from the state of Kansas. And so, as I said, the credits are a powerful fundraising tool, and many donors take advantage of the opportunity because it's actually helping them, and it's also helping a nonprofit organization.
Don, I think there's a lot of people who, when they consider art, they're still thinking about, you know, the painstaking artwork, you know, whether it's painting, pottery, things along those lines. But how does the technology upgrades really not only maybe help potential artists at this particular point in time, but maybe help your outreach here as an art center as well?
That is an excellent question. So the innovation is really our solution to this need. So mixed media art is growing at huge rates, and creating shapes and color with mixed media arts is kind of where children are going in the 21st century, as well as printers for our local artists. So we found that there was a need for our local artists to create prints of their artwork. For example, if they had a beautiful watercolor that they had created, they may have a higher price dollar amount on it, but to be able to create prints of that piece of artwork will give them a great tool to sell and help them also make money off of print. So it's also going to be where we can help our local artists, and they can utilize these different types of printers that we will have in our innovation lab. So it really kind of all just is structured under one umbrella, and everything goes with everything. It all kind of connects in the end.
In talking with Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young on our primetime newsmaker this morning, KVOE Live and Local, it is 7:23, 66 degrees. Well, Don, is there any preferred timeline you're looking? When would you like to see the Innovation Lab up and operating?
Sure. We're hoping by next summer. We probably we need to get all of our fundraising efforts going here this fall and winter, and hopefully we can make an announcement when that laboratory will be up and running.
Don, what as far as programming is concerned, you mentioned here about the side of things where this is going to help artists essentially mass produce certain offerings that they have. But how could this possibly help to increase and enhance programming either already on the books or maybe lead to new programming here for the Arts Center?
Sure. As I said, we are focusing on the mixed media arts, but also like video editing. These kids' imaginations are amazing, and what they could do with different software on computers and creating storylines and different types of character with mixed media on the computer, as well as when I mentioned we fell really behind this past summer with the pandemic. Our educators and businesses were really using online as their platform to deliver services. And we realized that, you know, we're really behind in this area. And it was very challenging for us to get those services to the kids that we serve, because we not only serve Lyon County, but also the six adjacent counties to Lyon County. And so to get into the classroom with those kids was impossible, so we had to do it remotely. But as I said, it was challenging because we didn't have the resources there at the EAC that we needed. So this is going to open up a lot more doors for us to be able to provide services to a more broader array of students and adults across our communities.
So, Don, have you seen plenty of activity, people in the doors for summer classes at the Arts Center?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I have missed so much all the laughter and the smiles of our young kids in classes. And so we actually are closing up our summer arts program. We've got 2 full weeks left of summer arts. This week is Science Week, and I'm really looking forward to today. From 5 to 6:30 today, we're going to be doing the pendulum painting. So what we've really done this summer is create our art classes around a lot of our core subjects. And so this week is Science Week, and students will focus on how the pendulum swings and how it follows an elliptical path, and it really teaches them about motion and gravity. So we're really excited about the structure of our new classes this summer. And then next week is our Rainbow Week. So we've got quite a few fun activities for kids and adults next week. And then the following week, it'll close out with Tie-Dye Week. So
Tie-Dye Week?
Whoa, Tie-Dye Week,
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Chuck, even adults can participate. So we have all sorts of different activities for Tie-Dye Week.
Awesome. Now, you had a very successful performing arts series schedule despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Are you close to announcing what the 2021-2022 performing arts series is going to look like?
Yes, we just launched our annual fund drive, our membership drive, this past late May. And so our season is out. So I would love to come back and talk about our season. We've got 7 wonderful, fabulous performances all set up for this year. And we're looking to start our performance series on Tuesday, September 14th with Forever Young. And so we are going to have tickets available on our website, but we do have a new ticketing platform. So we're getting all the bugs worked out of that, and hopefully our tickets will be available to the public here in the next few weeks.
Did you have you had Missoula Children's Theater this summer, did you not?
We did.
Yeah.
We finished the month of June with Missoula Children's Theater, and it was Alice in Wonderland, and we had 45 children audition and make the cut, and they did a fabulous job. We were so proud of them, and you know what they can do in a week is just—it's just amazing. So it was very well attended, and I think the kids were just excited to be doing activities with other kids. So it was—it's a great way to end our season for 2021, and we're sure looking forward to 2021-22.
So when do sign up for fall classes begin, Dawn?
So the fall classes will be announced at the end of August,
okay.
And right after Labor Day is when we will start our fall classes.
Outstanding. Well, in case people would like more information, Dawn, either about the fall classes, the Performing Arts Series, or the Innovation Library Project, how do they get that information from you?
Sure. So all of this information is posted on our website at EmporiaKSArts.org. Or they can find us on Facebook at Emporia Arts Council, as well as on Instagram. So we're constantly posting all of the happenings every day. We actually have an artist highlight on our Facebook page where we highlight local artists that's in our gallery and as well as our art store. So check it out. There's great information about our artists and all of the things that we do.
So what is the pandemic protocol at the Arts Center right now, Dawn?
So as of right now, if you're vaccinated, you are not required to wear a mask. But we actually ask if you are in there and you're walking about to wear a mask. And we're constantly just having people wash their hands and sanitize. There's sanitizing stations around our facility. So, but we are open and welcoming guests from anywhere and everywhere, and we're excited to be kind of going at a semi-normal.
Great, semi-normal. Yeah, you're making progress then.
Yeah. Yes, making baby steps. We're getting there.
Outstanding. Well, Dawn, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Best of luck here, not only with the regular schedule that you have, but also with the fundraising and the tax credits here for the Innovation Library, and please keep us posted.
We will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Arts Center Director Dawn Young talking about the Innovation Lab that they're going to be working on and moving forward with at the Emporia Arts Center.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show, specifically the Newsmaker segment here, be sure to call us at